It's 30 minutes past midnight, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Perry Mason enters his apartment.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Perry, Della.
Oh, yes, Della.
Paul Drake left a message. Dr. Dawes out of town.
Oh?
Well, he'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Dawes lectures at Veterinarian's College every week.
Oh, is that up at Smithville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What happened, Perry?
Oh, Halverson learned the identity of a minor shot in the syndicate.
Gus?
Well, not unless Pete Watton and Gus were one and the same person, which I doubt.
Oh.
Pete Watton is from Pittsburgh. He was on his way here. He ran into some tough luck.
Oh? Accident?
Well, he turned off the main highway, took a side road leading to a cliff beside the river, and then Watton and his car went over the cliff into the river.
Is he dead?
Oh, very.
Doesn't sound like an accident.
Yeah. Well, we weren't too far from the scene ourselves. It happened only a couple of miles from the nightclub where Kate Beekman is working. Anyhow, we have lost Pete Watton.
And we haven't found Gus.
Yeah, we will, once we find Suzanne Barkley. Well, I'll see Dr. Doyle.
You were supposed to be in court in the morning.
Well, Jackson can handle that. You show him the brief.
I'm going with you.
Oh?
Because, well, if Suzanne Barkley did give Dr. Doyle some indication where she was going, you'll want me to take notes, won't you?
Well...
Besides, I'm just as curious as you are. Aw, can't I go with you?
All right, Della. I'll see you in the morning.
As you know, Gus is August Jansen. And at this moment, inside the nightclub headquarters of the syndicate, as Gus waits patiently near the service exit...
Gus?
Hi, Kate. Got your coat?
Yes. I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Miss Beekman, waiting for you is a pleasure. Here, let me help you with your car.
Thanks.
I'll get the door.
Ooh, it's chilly. It's a lovely night. Oh, look there, Gus. It's a police car. A man getting out of it.
Yeah, I see it. My car's over here.
Aren't you going to wait and see what they want?
Gordy can handle it. Probably a routine checkup.
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, he's calling us.
You two just come out of the service door?
Yes, officer. Why?
We want to talk to all employees.
Who are you?
Lieutenant Halverson, police. Here's my identification. You two work here?
Well, not exactly.
You use the service exit?
I was going to explain, officer. I own a piece of the club.
I'm employed here.
Well, allow me. My name is Jansen. This is Miss Kate Beekman.
Mm-hmm.
Is something wrong, officer?
We're checking a guy's movements. Ever heard of Pete Watton?
Watton? Watton? I can't say I have, Lieutenant. Did you, Miss Beekman?
I went to school with a boy named Watton.
No, he's not the same one.
Well, what's it all about, Lieutenant?
We're checking his whereabouts during the night. He could have been inside your club.
I see. Any reason to think he was?
Well, no reason to think he wasn't. I've got his pictures. Come back inside and take a look.
Oh, Miss Beekman doesn't work on the floor, Lieutenant, so she wouldn't have seen him. I was in the office.
But I went out on the floor several times.
Yes, yeah, so you did. Oh, very well, Lieutenant. Let's take a look. There's enough light here.
Okay.
Oh.
You recognize him, Miss?
Well, I'm not sure. It's hard to tell from a picture.
It wouldn't help to see him now, Miss. His car went over the cliff and into the river.
Oh, was he...
Mm-hmm. He's dead. Long drop from the top of the cliff to the river. No, it wouldn't help you to see him now. This picture looks familiar to you?
Well, I'm not positive, but I seem to remember seeing him.
Inside?
Well, I think I might have.
It must have been around 11 o'clock.
What makes you say that?
Well, Miss Beekman was working with the entertainment manager until after the floor show.
No, it can't be the same guy, then. He went over the cliff around 10 o'clock. Thanks, it's the same as...
Well, say, Lieutenant, if he went over the cliff, that's only a short distance from here.
You know the place?
Yeah, I believe I do. Well, isn't that outside city limits?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I'm curious to know why the city police are interested.
We're cooperating with the sheriff's office.
Oh. This fellow, Watton, you say? Was he wanted, or is that a secret?
You'll read about it in the morning papers. Any murdered man is important.
Murdered? Well, I thought it was an accident.
It was supposed to look like an accident. We think Watton was knocked unconscious. Someone pointed his car over the cliff, started the engine, stepped out, and watched him drop to his death.
Have you any evidence of foul play, Lieutenant? Or...
We're working on it.
Is there anything we can do to help?
Thanks.
All right, if I take Miss Beekman home now, it's getting late.
Yes, go ahead.
Get in, Kitty.
Thanks. Ooh.
I'll turn on the heater.
I'm not cold.
You're shivered.
When I think about that man...
No, don't think about him.
I can't help it.
I understand how you feel.
Poor man.
Watton? Oh, Kate, don't feel sorry for him.
Why?
You don't know. Maybe he deserved killing.
Nobody deserves what happened to him, no matter what he did.
Somebody thought so. Oh, don't get me wrong, Kate. I agree with you. It was a terrible thing to do. But it's happened before, and it'll happen again. There's nothing we can do.
I want them to catch the man who did it. Will they?
I doubt it. No, they'll ask questions like they asked us in an effort to tie him in with another person.
I was almost positive I saw him in the club.
You couldn't have. If he was there, the bartender, the head waiter will remember.
Oh!
Huh?
We have to go back.
Why?
I did see that man. He was talking to Andre. Turn around, Guy.
Oh, wait a minute.
I have to tell the lieutenant.
What's there to tell? You saw the guy, so what?
Well, I saw him talking to Andre. He might have told Andre something.
Well, Andre will tell the lieutenant if he did.
But we have to be sure.
Okay.
Oh, please, Guy, let's go back. He might not ask Andre.
You want to do your part, don't you, Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything you say.
Why stop in the service station?
Well, they have a phone. I'll phone back and make certain Andre speaks to the lieutenant.
Oh, but wouldn't it be better to go back?
Why? I'll tell him over the phone. You stay where it's warm.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I want to use your phone. J.T., you know who this is? J.T., you know the fellow that went for a ride with me tonight? Cops found his body. They're checking back. Yeah, it's routine, but the fellow was seen talking with Andre before I took him for a ride by the river. Well, that's all. So warn Andre to cover. Right. I'm taking her home now. Right. I spoke to Andre personally. Didn't mean anything, Kate.
Why?
Pete Watton didn't say anything important. He simply asked Andre for road directions.
Oh, I'd hoped...
I know, Kitty. In a way, it's too bad you can't point the finger at the guy who killed Watton. But it's just as well you can't.
What do you mean?
Well, you see where that would put you, don't you, my dear? You'd be in danger.
Oh, from the man who killed Watton?
Of course. Killer's the most dangerous of men, Katie. I know.
What?
In my travels, I've known a few of those dangerous men. I mean true killers, not men who kill on impulse, but men who kill coldly, with enjoyment. Kind of man who killed Pete Watton. Yes, Kate, count yourself fortunate because you're not a threat to this dangerous man.
Oh.
Now, I've frightened you. Forgive me and make me a promise.
Yes?
No more talk of murder and assassins and danger. You're a sweet young girl who's tired from her job, and I'm going to drive you safely home. So, now, no more talk of murders. Promise?
All right. But what shall we talk about?
Well, if we run out of subjects, I'll talk about myself.
All right. If you're sure you don't mind talking about yourself.
Mine? My dear girl, I love to. Every man does. And he's a liar if he says he doesn't.
You aren't a liar?
Not me. Well, what would you like to hear about, Kate?
Well, as Gus Jansen drives Kate Beekman through the black winter night, as he speaks entertainingly of the strange corners of the world, you may be certain he does not tell of the time just over 2 hours ago when he coldly, ruthlessly murdered Pete Watton. Neither will he mention what's in store for Kate Beekman. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?